Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So by now, you've probably seen this video that went viral. I want to read you some of the headlines, Kennedy.
Go ahead.
So you just go in and type mass pike guy hood.
Yeah, you don't really have to
That's pretty much how I
Road rage things. Mass, and just put that in there.
26 million results came back in about and a half a second of this story. And Ray is a friend of a friend, and he was the guy that actually shot the video. So if you've seen the viral video, Ray was the guy shooting it as it all unfolded. So where exactly were you, Ray, when this happened?
I was driving on the Mass Pike heading west.
Where exactly on the Mass Pike were you?
When you're going from 95 heading towards Framingham, Worcester.
Right. And so you see this guy on the front of the car, and what is your first reaction?
I got there before that, and it looked like the other guy started punching the other dude in the face, so I knew something was going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so they were going at it on the side of the pike before that incident happened?
Well, yeah, I pulled up as the other guy was charging his car, and he had this look where I knew he was going to do something, and then he went to the other car, and it looked like he started throwing punches out the window.
Okay, so then you see an old man jump on the hood of an Infiniti, and the guy in the Infiniti starts driving. What is going through your mind at this point?
I grew up in some pretty good action movies, so I kind of just thought to stick with it, drive fast, just try to capture what was going on.
Right.
But also, be ready, because I didn't want to see this poor guy go flying off the hood and run him over. So I was trying to be careful as well.
So did you, at any point, try and get the guy that was driving the car, flagging him down, slow down, stop the car, this is dangerous?
Yeah, because he'd listen. He was rational at that point.
Yeah. He's driving with a man on his hood.
I don't think you could calm him down.
I don't think he's going to be reasoned with.
He's going 70 and then hitting the brakes. 70 and then hitting the brakes.
Yeah, but I think it was pretty simple. Don't crash and film this. And then eventually when they pulled over, I pulled my car in front of them to try to prevent them taking off again. Because they had stopped five times and then sped off.
Now, Ray, the incident ended when somebody with a gun held the man in the car at bay and said, "You're not going anywhere till the cops get here." Were you around for that?
Yeah, I was there for that too. Honestly, it was also intense. My only reaction was to laugh because I was like, "All right, as if what I just saw was outrageous enough. Now we got a guy with a gun in the mix." So
I would have been so scared.
So, in other words, you pulled over to watch it all happen.
Yeah.
That's
that
awesome.
Is Carson level.
So where did the guy come from?
I've worked in video production, so I don't know. My head, I did it too long. My head was filming this.
So you were more worried about being a cameraman than worried about getting involved with
Western style, or was he okay?
He kind of just held in front of him, I don't know.
Yeah.
He didn't look too as intense as he should, considering he had a gun in his hand.
Wow.
I just walked up to the guy and told him to get out.
And then at one point, you're filming the guy, and the guy that's on the hood, he's holding on with one hand, the car's going 70, and he's trying to text.
Yeah, I was joking about what his messages were, trying to figure that out. I didn't know if he was telling his wife he'd be late or something, but...
Do you think he put, fast car...
Won't be home for supper.
Cop emoji.
Yeah. Might need bail.
Gun.
He had to be quick, so he probably used emojis.
Wow, that was crazy. Yeah. That was crazy. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning to share the story, Ray.
Yeah, you got it, man.
All right, there you go. Our friend Ray. Again, just go to Google and type in Mass Pike Guy on Hood of Car. And you can see the video. And it is legitimately crazy. We'll also put it up on our Facebook
page. People just need to take a breath. Really? You got it. Next time you think you need to, I don't know, jump on someone's car hood.
Maybe not.
Take a step back. Go. And just think.
Or hold your ground.
That too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.